Joining me now on the phone is Republican State Senator Bill Brady from Bloomington. He is the Illinois Senate Republican leader. And Leader Brady, happy Father's Day.
Well, happy Father's Day to you and to all your fathers who are listening.
And I hope there's plenty of them out there today. Because it's
sure there are.
It's a little bit warm outside right now.
I was outside earlier. I came in to the air conditioning to do the show.
There you go. There you go. Too bad we couldn't have you here up at the Tribune Tower for the last day of WGN Radio. But thank you so much.
I was listening to my colleague Don Harmon earlier, and I agree with him. I wish I would have been aware of that. I would have made the effort to be in Chicago versus Bloomington.
Well, nevertheless, it's good to have you on the show. If you were listening, we kind of closed out the segment with Senator Harmon kind of talking about issues revolving around the passage of a state budget. And I don't mean to harp on it, but as I wrote in the Tribune, it seems like it took the only in Illinois could a big political election year result in almost a return to normalcy of the way things should be with the passage of an agreed-to budget.
Well, I think you're right. I predicted that early on, that a lot of people said this election will get in the way of doing the right thing. And I thought that maybe the election was an opportunity we could leverage to do the right thing. I think the legislature and the governor led the way. We did that. And although there's no one would call this budget perfect, and no one say everything's in there that we need or want, excuse me. I think it is a budget full of what we need, and it is a good budget. Governor began the process by, I think, very openly saying, listen, the people of Illinois need a budget. They need a balanced budget, and they need a budget that doesn't rely on further tax increases. And to his credit, we were able to achieve that.
Although, I mean, let's face it, the likelihood of an election year tax increase was very unlikely.
True, although the Democrats did it last year, which is close enough to an election year. But yeah, it is. In fact, I do applaud the governor as well for realizing that our pension system in Illinois is one of the most draining in the nation. And financially, there was a solution that could have provided $1 billion in tax relief. Unfortunately, we were unable to come up with a bipartisan compromise on that. But there's still future hope, Governor Hunter, for reducing the income tax on burden on families and businesses and job growth, frankly.
Well, I know that we did in this budget make some attempts to try to alleviate some of that debt burden on pensions by offering prospects of buying out kind of future growth of pensioners' assets as a kind of a lump sum kind of payout. Are you confident that this will basically achieve some savings in a significant magnitude?
Well, the numbers we used were based on actuarial studies by our pension systems, I think, based on what others have done. So they are as real as what we can be. Of course, predicting to 100% certainty is what actuaries try to do, but that's not always the case. So everything is a little different depending. But I was confident enough that I support, I think, the third budget in my career, that these savings will be achieved and will reduce the long-term liabilities of our pension funds.
I mean, I kind of think, you know, as I spoke with Senator Harmon about, you know, uncertainty and that kind of thing, I have to wonder if there aren't enough future pensioners or current retirees who just feel that things are so uncertain because of that growing debt in the pension system that they would take advantage of this.
Well, I think that's the case. I mean, there are some who would say, well, wait, it's guaranteed by the courts have upheld it's guaranteed. Others have said, well, the systems by all definitions are bankrupt. So you've got that mix of mentality. And you've also got the idea that some people may want a lump sum cash benefit right now based on what they want. So I'm comfortable with what the actuaries have come up with, and I do think it'll help us move long-term. Anybody who does take will move us long-term to a better, more fiscally sound system.
I think when you were talking about the governor and an effort to achieve greater savings, you were talking about what's known as kind of that consideration model that actually had been proposed earlier by Senate President John Cullerton. But, I mean, there still seems to be a significant question about whether that would be constitutional or not. With the lump sum offer, it's people, I mean, to me, the consideration model means you have an option that is, I want to leave everything the way it is, which that is not part of the consideration plan that, that people have been talking about in Springfield. With the lump sum kind of buyout plan, there is that option that people can just leave things the way they are. Are you confident that that consideration model would be upheld as constitutional?
Well, as you know, I've spent more hours than I care to think about trying to come up with a plan to protect the people who rely on the pensions and the taxpayers, only to have those plans in a bipartisan way thrown out by the Supreme Court. You're right, and which is why I applaud the governor for not building his budget on those pension savings for the Tier 1. And what he did is he said, let's pass this. And if it passes the Supreme Court's test, then we'll provide income tax relief. The budget wasn't based on it. Predicting this court has been challenging for me. Just, you know, when we simply asked pensioners to pay 2% of their pension toward their health insurance costs and work through that out, I found it difficult to understand the rationale of this court. We've got some serious financial issues, and we're trying to protect the people who are relying on the pension and health care benefits, but there's going to be some give and take. But you're right, which is why I applaud Governor Rauner on not building the pension savings on the consideration model into his budget, but saying that pass it, let's see if the court approves it. I believe it's the last thing we can do that I'm aware of that would save Tier 1 pension monies and protect Tier 1 pensioners. The court could approve.
We're speaking with Republican State Senator Bill Brady from Bloomington. He is the Illinois Senate Republican leader. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the farewell voyage of the Sunday Spin from Tribune Tower. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune, and joining me on the phone from Bloomington is Republican State Senator Bill Brady. He's the Senate Republican leader, the State Senate Republican leader. Senator Brady, I'm curious, as we move into kind of campaign mode, is the budget kind of the principal selling point for Republican Senate candidates, legislative candidates?
Well, I think there's really two things. One is education funding. Governor Rauner led what I think is historic and probably the most encompassing reform in the nation when we last summer agreed to an education reform spending program and funding program. But also, he has fought the lead for over $1.3 billion, I think, in new money to education funding. So that's a premise which is really important, and his ability to lead on that in a bipartisan way and the legislature grasp that is important. I think the governor does get credit for the budget and many of the good things that are in this budget. A transportation program, $500 million for the University of Illinois to do a Discovery Partners initiative, which is going to, I think, move higher education and technology in the Chicagoland area and other university campuses to the forefront of this nation. Quincy Veterans Home, the governor's been a strong advocate for veterans to the state and the challenging circumstances that have led to the loss of life of people in Quincy. The governor's been adamant about investing and protecting the lives of those folks, $53 million. So I think you're right. There are things in the budget that we didn't get, but we were able to reduce spending by, we estimate, over $1.5 billion and still pass something that was balanced. So there are good things in this budget, I believe, for Republicans at the legislative level and the Senate level and the governor to run on. It points to the fact that J.B. Pritzker's tax increase is an unnecessary burden. We can balance the budget with current revenues and, in fact, reduce revenues if we can grow jobs. And I think mostly, though, this is going to be about which governor is going to lead the way to create jobs in Illinois. Is it J.B. Pritzker, who wants to raise tax rates and doesn't want to reform government? Or is it Bruce Rauner, who's got reforms for government, wants to reduce property and income taxes and make Illinois a destination for business investment and families?
Well, but one question with that, though, is, you know, with the idea of property taxes, which obviously everybody hates, and you know, we look at what...
Hate them even more now after the federal...
Exactly, with the limitations with SALT, right. But one of those issues of, even in the governor, in his proposed budget, had proposed cost shifting of pensions from school districts onto local school districts, which are local property taxes. And this kind of conundrum of, you know, cutting property tax freeze, but also cutting state taxes. I mean, there's an incongruity there about, you know, how do things get funded? If you do both, there's going to be less services.
Well, first of all, the cost shift was something that was initiated by Speaker Madigan years ago, the pension responsibilities, and we were fully funding the current obligations. It was just moving the responsibility where it deserves to be, and that is the people who make the salaries for those folks. And so it wasn't an increased burden, in my opinion, on property taxes, because we were going to cover those costs. It was just shifting future responsibilities where it ought to be. But I think, you know, as I said, we have got to realize that businesses, take Amazon's interest in its Chicago for the second quarter, 50,000 base jobs, 120,000 ancillary jobs, 170,000 total estimated jobs. We know that Jeff Bezos halted growth or expansion because of a tax on the West Coast, and he will look at the J.B. Pritzker tax increase as a threat to his business. And I think if we don't get Amazon, it'll be because of candidate Pritzker's continued insistence that he raised tax on Illinois families and businesses. So we know that states that are growing are holding the line, not reducing taxes on families and businesses, and that's what businesses look for. We can't ignore that. And we also need the reforms that we've associated with various costs associated with operating a business in Illinois. And I think that's going to be the agenda and for legislators and for the governor's race. Do you think that the path of J.B. Pritzker and Mike Madigan are the path we want to go, or is Bruce Rauner's message, which appeals to businesses and keeping people in Illinois, better? I think it's a clear message.
Are you, when you talk about Pritzker, and we're referring to the kind of generic proposal for a graduated income tax that would tax income at varying levels, much like the federal government does? Illinois has a flat tax. Are you just fundamentally opposed to a graduated income tax on the state level in Illinois?
I am. Every state that has done it, it ends up hitting the middle class, and that's what I think will bear out in this election. The states that do this end up hitting the middle class, which is really the strongest class we needed. And it doesn't work in those states. Illinois, one benefit is that we have a flat tax, and that the legislature, you know, would have to raise it on everybody, which I think, in my experience, is puts Democrats and Republicans in a difficult position. If you can raise it just on the highest income earners and the middle class, then it's easier to do, but then it further drives those people from the state who provide jobs and pay a lot of other taxes. So I'm fundamentally opposed to altering the people. The Constitutional Convention, which implemented a flat tax, I knew that that was the best direction for the future of Illinois, and we need to hold to that. Jay Pritzker's idea of a graduated income tax hike is just, I think, wrong for Illinois, and it's proven wrong for the middle class and growth in other states.
And, well, some people do argue, though, that you know, given the kind of change from 1970 when that was written into the Constitution, that the nature of the state's economy has changed vastly from, you know, a manufacturing economy to more of a service-oriented economy, and that
an internet-driven economy. So you're right, and there are alterations, but that doesn't mean you should take and penalize highest income earners, those who create the most jobs, to a point where they decide to move those jobs and themselves to another state. That's why the Pritz agenda is dangerous.
That's State Senator Bill Brady, Republican from Bloomington, the Illinois State Senate Republican leader. Senator Brady, Leader Brady, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Well, I look forward to being in your new studio, and again, happy Father's Day to you and to your crew there, as well as those fathers of Illinois. So thanks, Rich. Talk to you soon.